Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat shalom. Yes, I send that shalom. Here, here, here. Here. Here we are, dearly beloved, gathered here on the in and the eye for the TJIF. This thing, Jah Rastafari. It is Friday here in the season. Season's greetings. Gemar, Khatama, Toba, Chabarim. May the I and I be sealed. Sealed in the book of life and the liberty of the King of Kings, Kadamali Hada Selassie and his Christ, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christos, for a good and a happy life, liberty, especially here in the new Shana and the new Amet, Melkam, Adis Amet, Adarasachu, here, here, here in the season. And here the count begins, 5 days, 5 days, looking forward, forward. To the 20th of September here in the Gregorian 2021 for the feast, Ha-Hag, known as the Hag, the feast, Ha-Hag. Like we have the name Haggai, Haggai, my feast, the feast, Ha-Hag, the feast of Sukkot, of booths, of tabernacles, of in-gathering here, here, here at the end. At the end of the Shana, at the fulfillment of the Shana. And it's interesting because the feast, the festival goes for 7 days, plus is the eighth day, the Shemini Atzeret. And here from the 20th, looking forward, the 20th of September to the 27th. Now the 27th of September in most usual years, not in leap years, but usual years, Ethiopically speaking, and according to the true church and the professing church, the church of He Who Have the Key of Great King David, the church of Philadelphia, the church of brotherly love, the true church, the true Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo church and the professing church, here, 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 in the season, we have the 27th of September, the Meskel. Meskel, the finding, known as the finding of the true cross. So here we have another sign of the time and the season, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews. So the Royal Order here, Ethiopian Hebrews, looking at this season, this time, the seventh of the seven appointments of Yahuwah, the seven appointments of Jah. Over right here, here, here. So we have gone through here in the season of Yom Teruah, the day of the shouting, the day of the blast, often called the day of trumpets, the sounding of the ram's horn, and 10 days, the 10 days of awe, the 10 days of Teshuva, 10 days of soul searching and of repentance. Of that change of mind, turning away from everything that leads I and I astray from the King's highway of Kedemawi, Haile Selassie. So here, 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 also the Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement here in the season. And now here we're at the Shabbat Eve here for the TJIF, and counting from here forward, 5 days, 5 days. Yes, 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 yes. That count, that count. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Thank Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay. Yay.
Thank Jah Rastafari. It's Friday. Yay, yay, yay.
Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay, yay,
And here with the greetings, here in the season, the time, the Gemara Hatama Tova, Gemara, good sealing. May the eye be sealed for good sealing, being sealed up. I and I names written Veya in the book of life. Here, the dub best known as the Eitz Chaim. Stands for the tree of life, dub right here, yes sir, a Selah moment, a seal up moment, right here. Yes, yes, yes. The tree of life, the tree of life, the eighth Chaim dove right there, David Solid Gold right there, Temple Rockers, the eighth Chaim right there, they're there. In tune with the theme here in the season, the Shana Tova, good Shana, a good year, as well as the Gemar Hatama Tova, may the I and I be sealed, seal up in the book of life. Yes, I. Seal up, seal up, seal up.
Thanks to Abba Father for that atonement that he has provided and I receive, and may the I and I be sealed for good sealing for a new Shana, B'Shem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adonai, Yeshua I HaMoshiach, I. Glory be the King, Kadamah Al-Salasi. Yes, I, Rastafari, 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 Rastafari,
Rastafari. Then I return to that dub right there, that particular dub, the book of life. Now I'm thinking about the book of life, the tree, get it? The tree, paper, and then we have parchment, but then paper made from the tree and the tree in the book. Usually we have the Psalms, initiation of the Shabbat Psalms, Psalm 95 to Psalm 99 plus 29 on that, as well as the Washamru. We're going to write up right here, just for the season, some of the themes in the season, the book of life and liberty. Here, Hugh Mandel. Yes, I.
The book of life, to the water from the brook of life. Look got animal in all them pot, but them a cook as far as you. What you say I do should be true, but true. With the knife, just scorn the wicked, look at life. Them got eyes with a knife, but them a joke at life. Them all that dash them web, them let them look at life. Them said them want them wing to go to heaven to look for Christ. While them a bow down and a worship them images, I went keep yadding like pilgrimage. The foreign never wrong nor false. So still him is, I live it like privilege in all the villages to live.
So life is praises
for these infinite
pages.
I not so for no wages, but Babylon pledges. Them separate man and woman, lock them in a cage. Them some more sad than middle-aged babies. Them some more birth control and abortion for the ladies for ages.
The book of life pages.
Babylon wants near and fear of, but them sad me a pharaoh. So them come forward with the spare. Them meet the veneer, like eyesight or crystal clear. You air food for the children to share. The youth need love and care. Clothes that someone wear, car where them a tear. Force and money make them eye flare and live in fear. They call us what us, crop they treat us very wrong. Children starving, time so very long. They give the bag and gush but shoot them blood up. Craving for more than enough. No talk about money and religion, make them happy and prosperous. Still I see more problem and that's far for us. From birth the bag and been after us. They got crosses, the bulkers and chops for us.
Vanity.
So many gone straight for that I listen. I see more children in them get fear fish at them. Still gonna kill like patriots. Them get defeat, no fear, them weapon or them face it. Money mess, them top them little sister and them brother girl all. Chop off them father and them mother mess. Them set them search the sky and set them search Nazareth. And set them still can't find
Yeshua, Yeshua and Hajjaja, yeah.
The book of life, Babylon want hero. When them set them me a hero. Them come forward with the fair. Them need to be near. Like eyesight, the crystal clear.
Yeah,
for the children to share. The youth need love and care. Clothes that someone wear, car where them must tear. Force and money make them eye flare and live in fear. With the
nest, it's gone, we can look at life.
Them got eyes with a knife, but someone and look at life. Them all that dash them, let them whip them, all them hook at life. Let them want them wings to go to heaven to look for Christ. While them a bow down and a worship them images. From the far I give you a thing like privilege. It is the first of killing it. Why they give up life privilege in all the villages to live. Watch out! Searching to find love. No earthy, she needs my love. Searching ready anytime for divine love. I need all in my arms to charm and keep my warmth. Oh, and I'll be flowing on and on. From dusk till dawn, she's the one who keeps my thoughts
right through the sun.
So be strong, do no wrong. I need her in my arms to hold, just go warmer when she's cold. Be by your side, so brave and bold. Oh, I'll be in full high charge. Lightning flash and thunder roll. Let's get close, no, we've got no time to show. Just in case you have never been told, you to know, girl, you're worth more than money and gold. I need a ring, I yarn to charm and keep my warmth. Oh, and I'll be flowing on and on from dusk till dawn.
Yes, 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 I Wayne right there, the Book of Life. Before that, yes, I, the martyr, St. Hugh Mandel, with the Book of Life. And she is the one, she is the one, the tree of life, she, Wisma, Chokma, wisdom, she is the one, HaTorah, yes, she is the one, the Torah, Shabbat, and the Shabbat, and here, Shabbat, Shalom, send that salam, yes, I, she is the one.
Thank
you,
Rastafari, it's Friday, yay.
And the saving of she, preservation of she, and I psyche, and I soul, symbolized in the scripture by Jerusalem and Zion. Here in the Sabbath day, here's Benjamite right here on the Rico Dubwise
Washamru, and they shall keep, right here, 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 the Sabbath, the reason for the Shabbat, the weekly Sabbath, the seventh-day Sabbath. Okay, yeah, this is a reminder that according to HaTorah, Jah's direction, instruction, and glory of His Majesty, we do not fast on the Shabbat day, on the seventh-day Sabbath. Neither do we fast on any other of the Sabbaths, speaking about the high Isla days, the holy days, with the exception, the command of the seven Isla days here, we're at six, fulfill the six. That's the day that we fast on if we choose to afflict thine eye souls. That is the Yom HaKippurim. But on the Shabbat, the weekly Sabbath, we do not fast. The only annual Sabbath we fast on, the Sabbath at rest, emphasizing the theme of rest day, is the Day of the Atonement. Just a FYI right there. Listen, tune, check out
Thus,
tune.
The heavens
tonight.
And the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat.
Children sing and praise thy power, even the first power.
Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
And here, returning to the tree of life dub, right here, the eighth Chaim dub for the Wa'en Shamru, and they shall keep, they shall hedge about, they shall guard, they shall observe, Wa'shamru, or some say Va'shamru, here, picking up with Exodus, the precept, the reason for the Shabbat, according to Jah's direction, instruction, according to the glory of his majesty, right here, on the eighth Chaim, on the tree of life, dub. David Salah Gold, Temple Rockers, dub, right here. Safari, Shema Yisrael.
Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe HaShabbat throughout their generations, a perpetual covenant, it, a sign between me and the children of Yisrael, the children of Israel forever, for 6 days Jehovah made HaShemayim, the heavens and earth and the earthly plain. And on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Beni uvein bnei Yisrael oti le'olam ki sheshet hayamim asah Yahuwah. Eta HaShemayim Ve'eta HaAretza Uwa Vayoma HaShevi'i Shavat Shavat Vayinafash. It is a sign between I and the sons of Yisrael. Beini uvein bnei Yisrael, ot he, she is a sign. Ot he. Beini uvein bnei Yisrael, ot he, le'olam. For she, it is, she is a sign between I and the children of Yisrael, le'olam. For I the Lord, ki yashasheta yamim asah Yahuwah. For in 6 days, ki yashasheta yamim, he who be, we be made asah Yahuwah. Jehovah made eta hashamayim, the heavens, ve'eta ha'aret, and the earth and the earthly plain. Uvayom ha-shevi'i, and on the seventh day, Uvayom ha-shevi'i, Shavata Vayayinafash. He ceased from work. Shavat Vayinafash, and rested. Rested and was refreshed. Shavat
the tree of life. Yes, I. The eight, Chaim, he. Interesting that eight, eight in the Hebrew is tree. What's interesting there is that in the Royal Amharic, we have the it. Now, in Ge'ez, there's a similar root right there as the Hebrew, but the same tree is that herb. Interesting in the Royal Amharic. We're going to stay at the tree of life, but first this right here, here, here. According to the EOTC, the sabbatical order from the Liturgy of His Divine Majesty, this is said on the Shabbat, the Senbet E Wazema, right here, 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 for the Friday from the Liturgy, the intro right here.
Besma'ab, wewelid, wemenfesu kedus, ahadu amlak, ze kedamit, ye kedamit, besenbet ken, Meskel Abra, Samayin Bekoakubit, Shelleme, Kohulum Yilk, Sahayin Asaye, Meskel Abra, Samayin Bekoakubit, Shelleme. On the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
And here, in this season right here, Shana Tova, yes, I, Melkam Adis Amet, the New Year's, the Lunar and the Solar, Judeo, the Christian New Year right here, here, here. For the finding of the true cross corresponds right here in the season, the finding of the true cross, that fulfillment of the Feast of Tabernacles this year. So this corresponding feast and festivals in this time, another sign right here, here, here. Yes, I, Rastafari, that cross. So shalom. Shabbat shalom to the north, the south, the east, the west, that true cross. Yes, I. God bless. Right here, here, here. The daughter of the house, the honorable woman of the house, lighting the lights and saying the baraka that initiates the Sabbath, the sabbatical. We say Seder, that order, the table, the sup, right here, here, here.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat. In the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, vizivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim, v'natan lanu et Yehoshua, mishianu ur ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifieth I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Besma'ab, weweld, wemenfes kedus, ahadu, amlak.
And here, staying at the tree of life, the dove right here. We're going to have Psalms 95 to 99 plus Psalm 29 right here, 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 on the same eighth, Chaim, he, she, the tree of life, dove. Three and one right here.
Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. The Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth, with his truth, with his truth, with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. God is holy. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. People with peace. People with peace. People with peace.
Yes, I, Jah bless the eye, keep the eye, cause his face is grace to shine on I, and give I and I, Yeshua Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Sembet Salam, Yesus Salam here, Isis Salam right here, here, here. It's interesting because according to Jah glory, his majesty's glory, the Bible, the scripts, there are some times and seasons like the previous Yom HaKippurim, where we are commanded to afflict, to humble I and I souls. Some seek to humble by way of fasting. Others might humble their souls, their psyche in other ways. But he also commands I and I to rejoice. So his positive commands, right, to do, right, is both to joy. In the majority of the seasons, only really here at the sixth Yom HaKippurim that we are commanded to, like, afflict our souls, to humble our souls, in other words, in a sense to be sad or to be introspect, to really look at I and I itself in light of the judgment. I and I have passed over the judgment, right, the Passover, you know, the Hebrew, the crossing over that, and here, counting the days to the 20th, beginning on the 20th, and sealing up on September, here in the season, September 2021, September 27th. So here, the bracha, the blessing, a blessing, a tune of blessing right here. I, Saint Hugh Mandel right here. Blessing for I, yes, I, Rastafari. Thank you.
God bless our soul. iniquity works, and have lost their souls. Give them bread, seal, yeah. Ooh, don't let them taste the meal. Too many lives have been taken this way, though some about to go astray. Where is God?
My soul, I and I souls. Yes, I here in the season, reason for the season. So here we have the 53rd sabbatical study for this Rastafari Shabbat Strong. We have Hazinu, 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 give ear. Broaden the ear, y'all. Hazinu. Here we pick up with Deuteronomy. Here picking up with Deuteronomy chapter 32. The fullness of the chapter, verse 1 to verse 52, for this 53rd sabbatical study, for this Rastafari Shabbat Strong, Ha'azinu, Ha'azinu. Just for overview right here. In the previous Shabuah, the previous Torah reading and feeding the manna, the angel's bread, we had Wayelech. Wayelech, and he went. Musaim Hedo, and Moses went. Moshe, Musa, head of the fraternal order of the Lewawian of the Levites, Moses, he finished his long address to Amo Yisrael, to the people of Israel. And he also commissioned Yehoshua, Joshua, to be his successor. Jehovah then foretold Moshe that after his death, after Moses' death, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, would whore, that the sons of Israel would become whores after foreign gods, foreign Elohim, the Elohim of others. Or there's an expression in Hebrew that's used, below El, non-El, non-powers, non-gods, no gods, right, or foreign gods. And they would thereby break the Brit
break the covenant, the Al-Kidan, the word agreement with him, with Ha Elohim, with Ha'ilahim, with the power, with the source, true good, true God. In light of this, Moshe was instructed. He then was instructed. Yahweh instructed Moses to teach the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, a great prophetic song. And that song is called the Ha'azinu. Ha'azinu. Brought in the ear, y'all. So hear, Shema Yisrael, Giveo Israel, Sima, Rastafari, Beta Rastafari, House of Rastafari, Givir, right here. In this Shabua here for this seven, this mana, it provides the words. So we ended off previously with the 52nd, with that instruction to Moshe to teach the sons of Israel a great prophetic song called the Ha'azinu. Here, we're provided the words of this song. Take note, we also have in the Chazon Yohanan in the Hebrew, in the Roman Hark, Yohannes Rai, the vision of John called Revelation. We have it mentioned about the overcomers. Those who overcome will be chanting a song, and it's called the Song of Moses and the Song of the Lamb. So here we have the words of this song, the Ha'azinu, that foretells or foretold of Yisrael, of Israel's history, of the Beta Israel's history, past, present, and future redemption. And even here, reflecting on the Hashem, the name, YHWH in the translation, Yahweh, Yahweh, he who was, Yahweh, he who be, Yahweh, he who becomes or will become. So we have the past, the present, and the future. We have HaShilush, HaKadosh, the Hebrew Trinity, the Holy Trinity, Kedush Selassie here, foretelling of Jah people's history, past, present, and future redemption. And also a warning Jah people not to stray, not to go astray, not to swerve, to veer from the path that Jah, that he who be, we be, his divine majesty had commanded. Now, this is structured, the structure of this chapter here for this 53rd sabbatical study, the Ha'azinu, the give ear, brought in the ear, y'all, is structured in the form of an oracle, word, sound, power. The Ha'azinu, the brought in the ear, y'all, what Ha'azinu can be brought out in translation, Ha'azinu, brought in the ear, y'all. It contains Moses's final words of prophecy given to the B'nai Yisrael, given to the Israelites before he aliyed up, before he ascended Mount Nebo to die. Now the oracle here, it begins by declaring, the first thing it begins is by declaring the righteousness, the tzedek, the tzedakah of Ha'el, of Ha'il, of the power, the almighty eye of Ha'ilahim. Moses reminded the people of all that Ha'el, Ha'il had done for them. And then he foresaw the prophecy, the prophet I see, seeing, he saw from before all the great gifts they would enjoy as Jah's chosen nation. So the theme of nation, nationality, according to the divine way of his divine majesty, is found even here. Of all the great gifts that they would enjoy as Jah's chosen nation in the promised land. However, on the other hand, instead of thanking Ha Elohim, Ha'ilahim, the power, the true good, the true God, for all of these gifts, Moshe, in the prophecy, the prophet I see, seeing before, he foresaw that Jah people would grow, quote, fat, they would, quote, grow fat. They grow fat. So that was interesting, too, that emphasis on them growing fat. You know, and what could that mean? What does it mean to grow fat? Right? They would grow fat. But also, amongst the lost found, black and brown, the terminology fat, how fat is used. You know, fat. Oh, yo, that was fat. You know, she fat, or this is fat. But here it says grow fat. So there's a good sense of growing fat. But here, what does it mean that they would grow fat and they would forsake, they would leave Yahweh, Yahweh, for various below El and below Elohim, no gods, no powers, no almighties. This would cause Jah's anger to burn. Therefore, Jah, Jehovah, to bring in the Hebrew here, he would go ham. He would go ham. He would go ham on the children of Yisrael. He would go ham. But in the Hebrew, it's ham, ham, to be hot, to be heated. He would grow angry, and his anger would burn like ash, like isat, like fire. And Yisrael's apostasy, apostasis, getting back to the coin of Greek root, standing apart, apo, standing off, stasis, apo, apart, stasis, standing. And they would stand apart or they would fall away and this would eventually lead to the defeat at the hand of their enemies. And eventually, if they would not repent, which they did not repent, and the prophetic song said they would not, eventual exile. Even here in the post 400 years, we know this is true and faithful and a witness and a testimony. All the various curses or consequences listed earlier in the Berit, in the covenant, in the Al-Kidan, in the word agreement, would then come upon Jah people. Quote, I will heap disasters up on them. I will spend my arrows up on them. They shall be wasted with hunger and devoured by plague and poisonous pestilence. Indeed, Jah would have entirely destroyed Jah people were it not for his rep. Did you know that? That's the only reason why Jah didn't destroy I and I people, I and I ancestors, even I, is not so much for I, but his own rep. His own reputation among Hagoyim, his own reputation among the nations, the nationalities, the international community, because lest they would say, our hand is triumphant. Because if Jah did that, then these other nations, the Goyim, whether black or white, Gentiles, nations, other nationalities, they would say that their hand, they would say, our hand is triumphant. Our hand is lifted up. It is not Jehovah who did all this. That's what they would say. So because of Jah's reputation, his name, Shemo, because of Hashem, because of the name, even the name upon which the children of Israel are named, he would not entirely destroy Jah people. Ultimately, however, Jah would vindicate. He would vindicate his justice and mercy before Shemaim, before the heavens and the earth and the earthly plane. Let's think about this for a moment. When we read this and we meditate and we reason on it, here it says that Jah is going to vindicate his justice, his tzedek, right, and his mercy, his chesed, before the heavens and the earth. It's like the heavens and the earth are being called into witness by saving Yisrael, saving Israel from her enemies and atoning for all her utteries. Now, sometimes the language concerning Israel in the scripts, especially when we're reading it from the Afro-Semitic, whether the biblical Hebrew, the Royal Amharic, or the Ge'ez, in some cases Israel is addressed as he. In some cases, Israel is addressed as she. In these cases where Israel is addressed as she, is speaking of us psychically, our soul, as even the church, in that kind of new covenant sense of the church. But speaking of the soul, right? Like we say, one heart, one blood, you know, one soul, one psyche. Now the song, it fulfills the Ha'azinu, it fulfills with cry out, shout out, O nations, with his people, with Amo. Hear the call at the end of the Ha'azinu, the give ear song, the song of Moses, is cry out, shout out, oh nations, all the nations, the nation states, the international community is called to shout out, to cry out, shout out with his people, for he will avenge his servants' blood, all the blood shed. This is why during the Yom HaKippurim, right, we have the Rastafari, the Youth Corps, the tribute to the martyrs, tribute to I and I family, because the Beta Rastafari, the Beta, the house of Rastafari, one family, to those before I and I martyred for Yahweh, truth, and life. And here, the end of the song, right here, the song of Moses, calling on the Rastafari Levites, the singers and players of instrument, to rise up the chant, right? He says, cry out, O nations, shout out, O nations, with his people, with Jah people, for he will avenge his servant's blood. He will take vengeance against his enemies and will atone. This is interesting here. He will atone for I and I. Yes, but moreover, it says here, he will atone for his land and his people. Interesting how the land in the context of orders plays first, atoning for Jah land and Jah people. After Moshe, after he recited the words of this song right here, he encouraged the people to take the words of his prophecy to heart. What does it mean to take something to heart? Even when we say we learn something by heart, to memorize these words, to write these words on the tables of our heart, right? And to teach them, to teach these words diligently to the children, to teach the youths, teach it to the children. Quote, for it is no empty word. It's no empty word. No doubt some of them back then, you know, when they first heard it, might have thought like, yeah, Moshe, going to miss you and everything, but yeah. You know, even some maybe now might think it's empty words, but these words explain the condition of Jah people, so-called black and brown people. For it is no empty word for y'all, but your very life, I and I, very life and liberty. And it says, by this word, by what word? By this word, you shall live long in the land. If they had listened and obeyed, shamad, tishmoa, and heeded and felt these words and took these words to heart, kept them heartical, and taught them diligently to their youths and to the children, recognizing they were no empty words, but I and I very life. And by this word, it says, I and I shall live long in the land. That's the key. Here's the key for sustainable repatriation. One can try their best and do all sort of things to raise up money and funds and cry out, let's get all united and everything, but we're not united in Jah word and the spirit and truth of the word. It's all vain. Now, the portion here, it ends, it fulfills with Moshe, with Moses ascending Mount Nebo, so that he could see the promised land before he died. So here, Moshe's, you say the final words of Moshe right here, the ha'azinu, the give ear. The word ha'azinu, brought in the ear, is from the verb azan. It's interesting because in the Royal Amharic, there's the expression aznalo. I think Sisla Kalungi has a song, Aznalo. Aznalo is not just to be sorry, but it's like to deeply regret something. It's not directly the same word there, but just a similarity of sound. From the G'ez, right, we have the izen. The izen is the ear, right? And in Hebrew, the verb is azan, meaning to hear or to listen. The word for ear in the Hebrew is the ozen. The ozen, right? The ozen. Now, the Midrash Rabbah, it says that the ear gives life to the body. The ancient Judaic teaching teaches that it's the ear that gives life to the body. How so? How is it that the ear, did you know that the ear gives life to the body? How does the ear give life to the body? By listening, or the Shema Yisrael, heal Israel, by the Shema, by the hearing to HaTorah, the hearing to Jah's direction instruction. This idea that was actually taught from the BC times, ancient Judaic Hebraic teaching, this idea is repeated in the New Testament, what's called the New Testament, the Brit Chadasha, the Hadish Kidan, or the Hadish Kidan in the Renewed Covenant. We find this in Romans, the Epistle to the Romans by Rabbi Saul, a.k.a. the Apostle to the Gentiles, Paul. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says that faith comes by hearing or comes from listening to the word of Hailahim, listening to the word of the power, listening to the word of the true good, the true God. So here, brothers and sisters, just a little overview right here as we are in the eve right here of the seventh day, the Shabbat Eve, Shabbat Shalom. Let's give ear again and hear. Yes, I hear, Shema.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow. I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
So right here, Garamawi Nagusa Nagas, then Pearl Magic, Garamawi Hadasavase. John Hoy right here points to the 10 words called the 10 Commandments, and he connects the 10 words, the 10 Commandments, with the nation right here. We find this to be another witness. Now, here we have the witnesses of heaven. The heavens and the earth are called witnesses in this song right here. We also have a psalm, today's daily psalm, Psalm 43, which also reflects this particular season here, moving into the tabernacles, the ingathering, the finding of the true cross season right here. Where else does the scripture refer to the heavens? Using the translation, when it usually says heaven, in the Hebrew and the Royal Amharic, usually it's plural. It's usually the heavens and the earth. And they say there's no less than three. Some say three up to seven, but the heavens and the earth. But where else does the scriptures, does the glory of his majesty refer to the heavens and the earth as witnesses? Now, think about the weather. You know, just for a moment, think about what's going on Earth. Earth's running. Not so much what just men and people are doing, but these various changes in the earth and the heavens. Yes, man is doing certain things. Fallen man is doing certain things, but certain things are part of that witness, no doubt. But the phrase, it occurs in several places in the scripts, including Deuteronomy. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 26, the heavens and the earth is pointed out as witnesses. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. Also in the prophet Isaiah chapter 1, verse 2. Now chapter 1 of Yeshaya, of Isaiah, although speaking to Israel then, we see it speaking also to the children of the Ethiopians, you know, where it says how he brought up children, you know, he brought up children, right, and how they rebelled against him. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 12. Psalm chapter 50, the 50th Psalm, the fourth verse. The words of the later prophets, the Nabiyat, the Nabim, especially Jeremiah, and Yeshaya, Isaiah, may have, some say, been modeled after Moses' prophetic psalm to show the type. Like we have music today, and you hear some new music, but you can see it was adapted from some classic old music, previous music. Now, according to HaTorah, the Torah, punishment can only be administered to a ukka, to a sinner, a lacker, a faller shorter, a forfeiture, one who misses the mark, if he is forewarned in the presence of two witnesses. Check this. According to the Torah, direction, instruction, the precepts and the principles here, punishment, righteously, justly, can only be administered to a sinner, a chatiatenya, if he or she, but if he is forewarned in the presence of two witnesses. This is an important principle. Certain legal principles that become common law, even among the Gentiles, are found in the Torah and the scripture. So punishment can only be administered to a sinner if he is forewarned in the presence of two, at least two witnesses. So we have the heavens, more than one heaven, and the earth and the earthly plane as witnesses. Also, the appeal to the heavens and the earth as witnesses, it links man and humanity's ionized condition within the divinely, divinely decreed order of the universe, of the universe. We, I and I, are, quote, bound, end quote. Right? It's a binding here. We are bound by the witnesses of the heavens. This represents special revelations. And the earth. The earth represents the natural revelation that are two entirely faithful testimonies of truth, of his truth, the reality. One more question here. We're going to write up today's daily psalm, but one more question here, just touching some of the questions so we can read, reason, and rise. Why does Moses say, quote, let my teachings, make my teaching drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 2. The sages, they explain this verse as a prayer. That this verse right here in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 2, is actually a prayer. Make my teaching drop as the rain. Interesting, this season right here, the fall festival season right here, also the kind of changing of the weather, rainy season here. He says, let my teaching drop as the rain, my speech. Check out and read and study selected speeches of his divine majesty. Here Moshe says, my speech distill and make my speech distill as the dew. So these words here, this verse here being taken as a prayer, Moses, he asked that the effect of his words would be as rain and as dew, which is interesting because the dew seemingly seems to come up from the ground and the rain seemingly seems to come down from the heavens. So thus again, pointing to those two witnesses. Notice that the Hebrew root word or the root for the word my teaching. In the Hebrew, the word is for teaching here is likhi, in a softer way, enunciating more fully, likhi. One could say likhi, short. It's from lakach, which means to take. So the word for teaching here, likhi, means from the root to take, lakach. Torah, Jah's direction, Jah's instruction, the teaching of his majesty must be taken in into the innermost of the inner sense, must be taken in by the heart, keeping it hard to cull, in order for fruit, even the fruit of the irid, the fruit of the spirit, for fruit to be produced. So the Torah, Jah's direction, instruction must be taken in by the heart, heartically speaking, in order for fruit, the true fruit, to be produced. This is another important theme right here in the season, reason for the season. It's harvest time. It's the latter harvest time, right? Both the harvest naturally and also the harvest, we could say iritically or spiritually, iritically right here, here, here. So let's ride up, ride up, ride up. We're going to ride up just now right here. Today's daily psalm, very interesting. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrew, we have Psalm 43. And this psalm also seems to reflect this particular season, this particular time, as some of the previous psalms also have reflected, according to the, we said, the Ethiopian, the Israelites of Ethiopia witness here, Judaically speaking, the time and the season that we are currently in. But here, 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 let's write up with a basic here, given a basic here, right here. We have popcorn right here. Love this reason, man. He chants some of the psalms right here, 40, 41, 42, and 43 right here from Abundant Life, words of wisdom right here, here, here. Check it. Yes, sir.
I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me out of the horrible pit and out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock, and establish my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear, and will trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts towards us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. Then I said, behold, I forward. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart. I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness in the great assembly. Indeed, I do not restrain my lips, O Lord. You know yourself. I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have not declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. Do not withhold your tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the ears of my head. Therefore my heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me.
No easy, when people are troubled, and every time I try to believe, no.
Let them be ashamed and brought to mutual confusion who seeks to destroy my life. Let them be driven backwards and brought to dishonor who wish me evil. Let them be confounded because of their shame who say to me, aha. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God. Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he will be blessed on the earth. You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him and his bed of illness. You will sustain him on his sick bed. I said, Lord, be merciful to me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My enemies speak evil of me. When will he die and his name perish? And if he comes to see me, he speak lies. His heart gathers iniquity to itself. When he goes out, he tells it.
left my grandmother here and gone all about it, my friend. Born as a leader. Because I take on road from where I look at. And we used to suffer. Really, really tough situation over two.
Together against me they devise my heart. An evil disease, they say, clings to him, and now that he lies down, he will rise up no more. Even my own familiar friend, in whom I put my trust, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heels against me. But you, O Lord, be merciful to me, and raise me up, that I may repay them. By this time I know that you are well pleased with me, because my enemy does not triumph over me. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity and set me before your face forever. Blessed be the Lord of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God. When shall I forward and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night.
Not night. Them try not to get me out. How them ever stop me now? King Celestia, you let me out. How them ever chop me now? And every time you try to see me too, them try to break me down. Sometimes you see I give you, I'm not giving you. But I let you alone see.
They continually say to me, where is your God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me, for I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore I remember you from the land of Jordan, and from the heights of Hermon, from the hill Mizar. Deep calls unto deep. The noise of your waterfalls, all your waves and billows are gone over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me. A prayer to God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with the breaking of my bones, my enemy reproach me, while they say to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down on my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against the ungodly nation. Oh, deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For you are the God of my strength. Why do you cast me off? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of my enemy? Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and your tabernacle.
A life over death, man. Good over evil. I'm really interested, man.
Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and on the harp I will praise you, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Yeah, man, I saw the thing, but is it? Yeah. Born we are born up wicked people right now. Born we are born up bad mind people and evil, Lord, man. Yeah, man. Oi, oi.
I'll say give unto Rastafari, O mighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name, worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters, the voice of Rastafari thunderous. Rastafari is upon many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power, the voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Shabbat Shalom, Sendet Salam, hear, 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 Psalm 43, today's daily psalm in the season.
Psalm 43. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance, and my God, 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 and my God.
From sadness right there, afflicting the soul here in the season, to the joy. It's a joy of tabernacles, joy of ingathering. But first, this is going to ride up with the Royal Amharic right here, here, here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 43. Joe Pilgrim, dog.
Psalm 43. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Psalm 43. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Psalm 43. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression?
مزمور 42 بقنف 43 የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ ፍረድልኝ ከጽድቅ ከራቁ ሕዝብም ክርክሬን ተከራከር ከሸንጋይና ከግፈኛ ሰው አድነኝ አንተ አምላኬ ኃይሌም ለምን ትተወኛለህ ጠላቶቼ ሲያስጨንቁኝ ለምን አዝኜ እመላለሳለሁ ብርሃንህንና እውነትህን ላክ እነርሱ ይምሩኝ ወደ ቅድስና ተራራና ወደ ማደሪያ ይውሰዱኝ ወደ እግዚአብሔር መሠዊያ ጎልማሳነቴንም ደስ ወዳሰኛት ወደ አምላኬ ገባል አቤቱ አምላኬ በበገና መሰግናለሁ ነፍሴ ሆይ ለምን ታዝኛለሽ ለምን ስታውቂኛለሽ የፊቴን መድኃኒት አምላኬን አመሰግነው ዘንድ በእግዚአብሔር ታመኝ
መዝሙር 42 መዝሙር 42 በቅንፍ 43 መዝሙር 42 በቅንፍ 43 የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ ፍረድልኝ ከጽድቅ ከራቁ ሕዝብም ክርክሬን ተከራከ ከሸንጋይና ከግፈኛ ሰው አድነኝ አንተ አምላኬ ኃይሌም ለምን ትተወኛለህ ጠላቶቼ ሲያስጨንቁኝ ለምን አዝኜ እመላለሳለሁ ብርሃንህንና እውነትህን ላክ እነርሱ ይምሩኝ ወደ ቅድስና ተራራና ወደ ማደሪያህ ይውሰዱኝ ወደ እግዚአብሔር መሠዊያ ጎልማሳነቴንም ደስ ወዳሰኛት ወደ አምላኬ ገባል አቤቱ አምላኬ በበገና መሰግናለሁ ነፍሴ ሆይ ለምን ታዝኛለሽ ለምን ስታውቂኛለሽ የፊቴን መድኃኒት አምላኬን አመሰግነው ዘንድ በእግዚአብሔር ታመኝ
Psalm 43. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from these deceitful and unjust men. For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacle. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God.
Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest, the true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him, Salam.
So here today's daily psalm, Psalm 43, it's a cry, a shout, a cry of a Levite, in exile. Today's daily psalm about to ride up. For those who are listening in the live stream, got like 13 minutes. This is going to go over, look over. It's about 15 or so. The reasonment here on the 43rd psalm from the Royal Amharic from the King of Kings Bible. Going to ride up. Just a reminder right here, calling to hear the full now. Catch the replay in the forwards. Call in 515-602-9761. That's 515-602-9761. Yes, sir.
Right. So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity. In the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
We hear the cry of a Levite, keeping the Levitical right here, a Levite in exile.
Greetings. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, we have Mezmor David, Psalm of David.
Yes, I. On the audio we just played on the Joe Pilgrim dub right there, on that particular audio right there, we had two psalms, Psalm 42 and 43, they're connected, like the A part and the B side. So here, 43 with the B side, but Psalm 42 is connected as well, right here. Once again.
Greetings. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, we have Mezmor David, Psalm of David, Arba Sost, 143rd Psalm, Yadawit Mezmor. And this is the second psalm in the second book of Psalms, Huletenya Metzhaf. And that consists of Kamezmor Arba Hulet, Iski Seba Hulet, from Psalm 42 to Psalm 72. Composes and comprises the Huletenya Metzhaf, the second book of the Psalms. So there's five books in the Psalms, and here we have Mezmor Arba Source, Psalm 43, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, of Melchizedek, the righteous king. Karmawi, Chayla Selassie. And here in the Metzhaf Kedus, we have Mezmore Dawit Arba Sos. Psalm 43 is seen, Besidet Lai Yale Lewawi Lekso. Besidet Lai, in exile, Yale Lewawi Lekso. A Levite, Likso, a Levite's cry, the cry, Likso, the cry of a Levite in exile. So here, Psalm 42, according to the Royal Order, make I and I ride up. We got five verses here. Today's daily psalm. Now the superscription is Yadawit Mezmor, of David, a Mezmor, a chant, an intonation of David, Yadawit Mezmor. Once again, this is a psalm of a Levite, the cry of a Levite in exile, the cry, Likso, Lekase, Likso. Like a lamentation, bringing out that idea of a lamentation of a Levite. Besidet lai yale lewawi likso yedawit mezmor. Make an arayah besimaab wewulid wemenfesik dus ahadu amlak. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One source in Jemralen, we begin. Kut'r'and, verse 1. Abetu, feredeling, kazidik akarakua hisbim akarkrain atekarakar, kashengayina kagfanya so adnain, judge. I abetu fred deling, judge fred deling in favor of I. In other words, judge I, the sense of this is to acquit I. Abetu, I father's father, O Ab of the bait. Abetu fred deling, cause idik akaraku hisbim kalkrain atakarakra. And plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Ka-tzidik, from righteousness. Ka-tzidik aka-raku, hizbim, and a people far from righteousness. Ka-tzidik aka-raku, hizbim, kirk-rain. My argument, tekrakar, argue my argument with a people, or against, in that sense, a people who are far from righteousness, kushin gayina, kagifinya so. I denain, oh, deliver I, save I, make I dehna, well, safe. Deliver I from the deceitful, ka shengayina, from the flattering, and kugifinya, gifinya, the pushy, the shovey, kugifinya, so I deny. Abetu Fred Delin, cause Edik Akarakua has been Karkarain at a Karakar, Kashingayina Kagfinya, so I'd name Kuter Hulet. Verse 2. Ante Amlaki Hailim Lemen Titaunyale. Elatoche siasa chenkuna lemon azni emelalesalo lemon azni emelalesalo for thou the I for the I male ante thou for thou art the God of my strength, KJV has, for thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression, rephrase, the downpressing of the enemy, of the hater? Ante. I'm lucky, Hailim. Lemon to Tonyale? Tenatoche, siya such an queen. Lemon as ni, melalisalo. Why do I go mourning? Ante, the I, male. I'm lucky, my source. Hailim, Hailim. Haile, my power, my Hail, Hailim, and my power, the I, male, my source, and my power. Lemon, 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 why? Titaunyale, why have you left I? Titaunyale, Telatoche, and my enemy, and my hater, Siyasach and Kunye, wow. While they, my enemies, while they cause our anxieties and stress and distresses, siyas chenkun, lemon, why, azni, being sorrowful, azni, melalisalo, do I go to and fro, why, kuter sos. Verse 3. Burahanna unetihin lak. Narsua yimrun. Wodek disna tararana woda maderia. You sedun. Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Burhanihinna unetihinna lak. Burhanih, the eyes light. Burhanihinna and unetihin. Unetih, and the eyes, male, objective reality, truth. Lak, send. Burhanihinna unetihin lak. Send out the eyes, light, the eyes, illumination. Burhanhinna, the eyes, male illumination. Unetihin, and the eyes, objective reality. Lak, send. Enersu yimrun, let them lead. Let them lead, let them guide. Enersu they yimrun. Yimru, to guide. Yimrun, Narsu Yimrun, Wode Kedisna Tararana, Wode Maderiah Yusadun, let them make them lead I, make them bring I to thy holy, thy set apart, Wode Kedisna, Wode Kedisna, and the eyes Isla Tarara. Mountain, the eyes, Tarara, the eyes, Holy Isla, mountain, and Wade, towards Maderiah, and the eyes dwelling, the eyes male dwelling, you Sedun, let them take eye, let them take eye to the eyes, Isla mountain, and to the eyes dwelling, Guter Arat. Verse 4. Then will I go to the altar of Egeziah, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed. What Egeziah, the Messawiyah, to the Messawiyah, Meshawiyah, Messawiyah, to the altar of Egeziah, what Egeziah, the Messawiyah, Gulmasinete Nimades. What I senyat, what I'm like, gabalo, to my source, my exceeding joy, gulmasinetenim, and gulmasinetenim, and my youthfulness, death, happiness, what a senyat, that which causes my youthfulness, my happiness, what I'm lucky to my source, Igabalo, I will enter in. Ave to my father, his father, or Ab of the Beit, I'm lucky, my source, Begena, I'm a Sagin Halo. Yay, upon the harp, Begena, on the harp, Amesagin Halo, I will praise the eye. Upon the harp will I praise the eye, O source, my source, Kuter Amis. Verse 5. Nefsehoi, O my soul, lemon Tajnyales, lemonis Taukinyales. Yefitin medchanita amlakin amesigno zen beegezia viher tameni. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Nefse hoi, nefse, my psyche, my soul, O my soul, O I soul, lemon, why taznyalesh? Speaking to she, speaking to her, lemon, why, Taznyalesh, why are you sorrowful? Why are you cast down, oh my psyche, oh my soul, Nefsehoi, lemon, Taznyalesh, lemonis, and why, Taukinyalesh, and why art thou disquieted within me, and why are you causing me disquietness and agitation within I, lemonis, talking yalesh, speaking to she, nefse, my psyche, ye fitin medhanitam laki namasagno zen, begaz yavi hertamen ye hope. In Egeziavir, for I shall yet praise Isis him, who is the health of my countenance, my face, and Amlaki, my source. Now here, Bamarinya, Yefitain, of my face, of my perception, Medhanit, the salvation of my face, the salvation of my perception, Amlakin, my source, Amesignozen, so that I praise my source, Be Egeziavir, in the sustainment sustainer, and the good, the open-handed, the generous, the excellent, our Father, Tameni, Tameni, speaking to she, speaking to the psyche, speaking to my I soul, and instructing I soul, because a soul without instruction is headed for self-destruction. So instructing the soul, the psyche, speaking to she, Be'egaziyavihar, in the sustainer, in the good, the excellent, open-handed, Father, Ab, Tameni, Tameni, have faith, yea, and amen, admit as true, in Egaziyavihar, Be'egaziyavihar, Tameni.
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, I, Rastafari. Today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order. Psalm 43. Now, Psalm 43, as we mentioned, is connected with Psalm 42. Psalm 42 begins book 2 of the Psalms. And here in the season of trumpets, the blast, raising up I and I voice like a trumpet, the shofar, 10 days of awe, Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement. And now looking forward to the gathering, Sukkot, Tabernacles. This psalm right here, I'm not feeling this psalm today. Maybe it's the weather, maybe it's heaven and earth witnessing. I really feel this psalm. I'm thinking as we're hearing and going through today's daily psalm that when talking about afflicting the soul, this psalm is a testimony of that affliction of the soul, psychically speaking. Verse 5 again, Nefse Hoy, Lemon, Tajnyalesh, Tazinyalesh, Tajnyalesh, from Azaneh, Azen, and that Aznalo, we have it on the board right here, so the Kalungi rides up with it. It's called Aznalo, like I am not just sorry, but like very, very sorry, as we have, why art thou cast down, O my soul? So this is like he's speaking to she, Nefse Hoy, O my soul, Lemon, Leh, for men, for what? Leh, men, for what? Together, Lemon, for what? To say why? Tajnyalesh, Aznalo, Aznalo, Aznalo. The soul psychically afflicted. But here's the writer for the Midrash right here with Aznalo. Yes, I, Rastafari.
All right. All right, someone has said that here. And 2 seconds ago. Love and honor put away any frown. What goes around comes. Put up free, put up Taliban. Yo, we not gonna see ya, we not gonna. Turn them down, word for what son. If you say you love us, I'll raise me at ya. Oh, I'm here to build up the number one bad spot stage. Oh my God, sir, hey, Asnala, that's a bleeding get a youth. Hey, Asnala, Salatala, live your love and love is a reward. No one know you, Asnala, Asnala, that's a bleeding get a youth. Asnala, Salatala, bounce. Hey people, no for stop, say do no blood. Live in a unity, hey yo, say blessed love. From whence I came from then I was. When I live with the people, live the youth, them outside the mud. Yeah, one region nation could never be defiled. Hey people, love, so last year, stop, run down the tile. Yes, they catch a girl, this cool girl, them a smile. Them embrace cleanliness with a humble profile. Some of them a too sad, some of them a pop style. Them not love, so last year, no. Hey, has no love, has no love.
Aznalo, Aznalo. Yes, very sorry, very like regret, like you deeply regret something. Aznalo, Aznalo. Then he says, Tolo, 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 soon, soon, Tolo, Tolo. Yes, I, Rastafari. But as connected with the season and the only of the feasts, the festivals, or the appointed times where we are commanded to humble the soul, or to afflict the soul. Once again, on Shabbat day, according to Yahweh, Truth and Life, the scriptures, the glory of His Majesty. On the Sabbath, the seventh-day Sabbath, we don't fast. There's not that sort of fast from food one's may eat.
The only thing is to prepare the food, you know, like the day before, by preparing the food beforehand, so the food already ready, you know, one don't have to, like, you know, deal with fire on that level, you know, like before people had to go find wood and this different things, so forth and so on. We have the example in the scripts right there. But on the Sabbath, the annual Sabbath, neither do we fast except for Yom HaKippurim. When I say we fast, it's not commanded to fast, it's commanded to afflict the soul or to humble the psyche. So seeing according to the royal order, the Psalm 43, right here, in this season, this time, looking forward to tabernacles in gathering, in this season, this time, from the 20th, the eve of the 20th to the 27th of September, Gregorian year 2021. Interesting, the finding of the true cross, right here, the reason for the season, here, today's daily psalm and midrash. Here, this is on the dub kings, King Jammy and King Tubby, this midrash on today's daily psalm, Psalm 43, inclusive of Psalm 42, since 42 is the A side of the tune, and Psalm 43 is like the B side, but they go together, so here, the midrash.
Whoa! Yanati, Yanati, Congo. I and I go check Nati Bongo.
Midrash on today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Min Gimel Mem Gamel, Psalm 43. But here we begin book 2 of the Saul of the Sefer Tehillim, and book 2 of the Saul, the book of Psalms, the Sefer Tehillim, begins with Mizmor Min Beit. Mim Beit, Mem Beit, Mizmor Mem Beit, Psalm 42. So here in the Midrash, study of the Psalms and the Psalms, so we have book 2, Psalms 42 and 43. Psalm 42 is themed Lament of an Exile. And the notes here in the Sefer Tehillim for today's daily psalm, Mizmor Min Gimel, Psalm 43, Psalm XLIII, Prayer of an Exile. The note is a supplement to XLII, supplement to Psalm 42, Mizmor Min Beit. Note the occurrence of the refrain. There is a refrain at the end of the psalm that occurs in both psalms. Ma tisha tochechi nafshi u ma tehemi alai toheli lelohim aki oda odein yeshuota panai wel hai. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou cast down? Ma tishatochechi nafshi. Why art thou cast down? Ma tishatochechi, O my soul, nafshi. U ma tehemi alai. And why moanest thou within me, within I? Uma tehemi alai. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. Hocheli lelohim ki od odein. The salvation of my countenance, of my face, Yeshuot panai, and my God, Welohai. So this appears, this is the refrain for the two psalms, and here in the Midrash, the two psalms are joined as one psalm, here in the study. So here, the Midrash, Psalms 42 and 43.
Lamanatseyah Maskil Livne Korah. For the leader, Amaskil, the wisdom. Livne Korah of the sons, Livne Korah of the sons of Korah. La Menatseyah Maskil Livne Korah. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination of the verse, to the wise, Maskil. The way of life is above. To the wise, the way of life is above. So we have this right here from Proverbs, from the Mashal. Mashal, Mishle, Shlomo, from the Proverbs of Solomon. Proverbs 15:24, where it reads here in the Mishle Shlomo, Orach Chaim Lema'ila Lema'sekil. The path of life, Orach Chaim, goeth upward, Lema'ila Lema'ila, goeth upward for the wise, Lema'sekil. Orach Chaim Lema'ila Lema'sekil. The way of life, the path of life to the wise, le masakil, the way of life is above, orach chayim le ma'illa. Proverbs 15:24, and so forth. See here the above, see above the commentary on Psalm 32, on Mizmor Lamed Beit, which in the order, the royal order, was the preceding day's psalm. So here in the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, compared with the Midrash, we can see that oneness of the teaching according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. We have the order of Malachi Tzedek, because here in the Midrash commentary says, see above the commentary on Psalm 32. And the 32nd psalm here in the season was the preceding psalm, was the first light, the previous light psalm. So the commentary, we've shared the commentary right there. Here moving forward to Hebraically, the second verse. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, Mizmor Mim Beit, verse Beit, the Beit verse, the second verse. K'ayal ha'erog alayif sekeim mayim, as the heart. K'ayal ta'erog. K'ayal ta'erog alayif sekeim mayim, as the heart panteth after the water brooks. What does it mean by the word as the heart panted? K'ayal ta'erog. K'ayaleta ta'erog. What does it mean, Chavarim? The verse does not say as the hind, but as the heart panted. Furthermore, the noun is masculine when read as k'ayal. K'ayal, k'ayal. The noun is masculine, but the form of the verb is feminine. Ta'erog, ta'erog. K'ayal ta'erog. Some read this in the feminine sense as a k'ayalet ta'erog, but here it is read as k'ayal ta'erog. The noun ayal, heart, is masculine. The verb ta'erog, to pant, is feminine. Thus, the hind, suffering pain in her labor and panting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, who answers her, stands for the sons of Korah, the B'nai Korah, the sons of Korah, calling
in their trouble to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, who answers them. Hence it is said, K'ayal ha'erog, as the heart panteth. What is meant by the words after the water brooks? Al ifike ma'in, after the water brooks. Al ifike ma'in. The hind is the most Elohim, fearing, respecting, reverencing of animals. And so when the animals are thirsty, they gather near the hind. They gather near the hind. In another comment, the verse is read, as the hind panteth, even as the hind panted for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so did Esther say, I am as a hind. Hasten to help I in Psalm 22, Hebraically verse 20. And here the verse from Mizmor, from Psalm Kaf Beit, the 20th verse, here, but thou, O Lord, be not far off, O thou my strength, hasten to help me. Wa'ata Yahuwah al tirhaka, eya yaluti ale ezrati chusha, O thou my strength, O thou my strength. In the Yehudi version, the JV, O thou my strength. The Hebrew here, Eyaluti may be rendered either as hind, Hebraically, or as strength. Eyaluti ale azrati chusha, O thou my strength. Eyaluti ale azrati, for my help. Chusha, chusha, hasten, make hurry. Chush, chusha, hurry to help I, O my strength. And here, next verse. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. Yisrael is asked, for what dost thou thirst? She replies, I thirst neither for food nor for drink. I thirst to see thy face, as is said even in the 27th Psalm, Psalm 27 verse 8. My heart said to thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hence here it is said, my soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. Ama nafshi l'Elohim l'El Chai, my soul thirsteth for God. Ama nafshi l'Elohim, for the living God, l'El Chai. Ama nafshi l'Elohim l'El Chai. And here, the 27th Psalm, Mizmor Kaf Zayin, verse 8. In thy behalf my heart hath said, seek ye all my face. Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Lika amar libi bakshu fanai. In thy behalf my heart hath said, lika amar libi. Seek ye my face. Bakshu fanai, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Eta panekai Yahuwah ebakesh, thy face, Yahuwah Jehovah, will I seek. Eta panekai Yahuwah ebakesh,
Evacuation will I seek, evacuation. Eta panika, Yahuwah, evacuation. Thy face, O Jehovah, will I seek. My tears have been my food. Hear. The four verse of Mizmor Nun Beit, Psalm 42. My tears, Haita li dim'ati lechem, Yomama walayla, day and night. My tears have been my food. Haita li dim'ati lechem. From this one learns that trouble so fills up a man that he does not want to eat. As Elkanah said to Hannah in 1 Shemuel 1 and 8, why weepest thou, and why eatest thou not? From this verse it follows that weeping fills one up. Hence, here it is said, Haitali dim'ati lechem. My tears have been my food. These things I remember and pour out my soul within me, and pour out my soul within I. These things, Eile Ezikra. These things I remember with a shipaka alai nafshi, and pour out my soul within me, within thy. I recall what thou didst to our fathers, our patriarchs, the Bamidbar, in the wilderness, because they said, according to the words in Shemot in Exodus 32 and 4, these things be thy gods, O Israel. And recalling what thou didst, my soul, she pours out, my soul pours out within me, within I. Another comment, I recall what Moses said in Bamidbar, Numbers 29:39. These things shall ye do to the Lord in your set festivals. So here in today's Psalm 42 and 5 Hebraically, it reads, when I traversed the land in shade, I struck them dumb, for as long as the house of God was standing. How I passed on with the throng and led them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, a multitude keeping holy Isle Day, Ki Ebora Basak E Dadeim Ad Beit Elohim De Kola Rina Witoda Hamona Chogeg. Hear. The verse being brought out as, when I traversed the land in shade, I struck them dumb, for as long as the house of God was standing. Ki e evora basaka e dadema adabet Elohim. What is meant by the words in shade, in sak, basak, basak, in sak, in shade? They mean that when we, I and I, went up to the festivals, the Mo'adim, to see Paneka, the eye face, we traveled in litters that had shades, resembling a sukkah, a hut, and we came, we and our children, in such a great throng that Hagoyim, the nations, the nationality, the heathen, were struck dumb in our presence. When I traversed the land in shade, I struck them dumb, for as long as the house of God was standing. Ki e ebora basaka edadema adbeit Elohim. That is, as long as Ha-Hekal, the temple, was standing, Ha-Goyim, the nations and nationalities, were struck dumb in thy presence, in Paneka, in thy face, that perception. But now I am struck dumb in their presence, hence the words, I struck them dumb for as long as the house of God, as the house of Elohim. Idadim ad beta Elohim was standing with the voice of joy and praise. Bikol Rina Witoda. Bikol Rina Witoda. With the voice of Rina, joy and Witoda and Toda and praise. When I traversed the land, how did I traverse it? With the voice of joy and praise. Bikol Rina, with Toda, with song, with cymbal, and with shouts of joy. Hence the phrase, with the voice of joy. Bikol Rina, Bikol Rina. With the voice of Rina, the voice of joy. In the phrase, a multitude, chogeg, chogeg, a chogeg, a multitude. What is meant by chogeg? It comes from the koine, from the Greek, agogos, 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 and means aqueduct. Thus, like the water of an aqueduct that has no definite limit, there was no limit to the multitude of the Bnei Yisrael, of the children of the sons of Yisrael, as they came up to the Mo'adim, to the feast, the appointments, to the festivals. Hence, it is said, a multitude overflowing, Hamon Chogeg, a multitude overflowing, Hamon Chogeg. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why moanest thou within me, within thy hope thou in God? For I shall yet praise him for the salvation of his countenance. Ma tisha tochechi nafshi. Wa tehe mi alai. Hocheli el Elohim ki oda odenu, odenu. Yeshuota panayo. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why moanest thou within I? Ma tish tochechi nafshi. Wa tehe mi alai. Hocheli el Elohim ki oda odenu. Hope thou in Elohim, for I shall yet praise him, ki od odeinu, for the salvation, Yeshuot, of his countenance, of his face, panayo. By this verse is meant, I shall not praise him as I have before, for working miracles for our fathers, Abotenu, for our patriarchs. Now I shall praise him, Isis him again, because he will save me, save I again from Hagoyim, from the nations, from the nationalities. Hence it is said, I shall yet praise him, Ki Od Odenu. I shall yet praise him, Ki Od Odenu. Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me, is cast down within I. Here, Hebraically, the seventh verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Mem, Beit. Elohai, alai nafshi, tisha toha, tish toha, tish toha, Oh, Elohai, Hailiai, Elohai, Alai, Apanai, Navshi, my soul, Tisha Tohach, is cast down within thine. The congregational aggregation of Yisrael of Israel said, I was envious and cast down when I seen the prosperity of Hagoyim, the prosperity of the nation. Yea, yes, I am angry, but thou, I, with Ata, as for Ata, the I may, of what concern is it to Ata, to the I? Hear, 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 Lamentations 5:19. Thou, O Lord, art enthroned forever. Thy throne is from generation to generation. As Scripture says, also in 1 Chronicles 16:27, honor and majesty are before him. Strength and gladness are in his place. Of what concern is it to thee, to the eye? But as for me, as for I, my soul, my psyche, nafshi, she is cast down within me. Thereupon I do remember thee, I do remember the I from the land of Jordan. Elohai, alai, nafshi, atisha, torcha, all came. Ezekarika me eretz yardain. Therefore do I remember the I. All came. Ezekarika. Ezekarika me eretz yardain. From the land. Me eretz yardain. From the land. From the land of Jordan. That is, I do. I remember. I remember what thou didst for me, for I, when I crossed the Yardain, the Jordan, even when we, I and I, provoked the eye at Shittim, thou the eye wroughtest, didst miracles for us, for I and I, in bringing I and I, in bringing us across the Yardain, as it is said even in Yehoshua, in Joshua 3:1, and Yehoshua. And Joshua rose up early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim, and came to the Yardain, and came to the Jordan. When I remember my troubles, and thy miracles, I think of other doubts of thee, the I in the past, as when it was said in Bamidbar, in Numbers 14:16, the Lord is not able to bring this people into the land. As if to ask, where is HaRuach? Where is the Spirit? Where is the Irish? And where is the might? And as Micah 2:7 says, it was said in the Beit Yaakov, in the house of Jacob, is the Spirit of the Lord straitened? Is the Spirit of the Lord straitened? The commentator arrives at this reading of, do I change, O house of Yaakov, by taking Amor, not as the first person imperfect of Mor, change, but as the passive participle of Amar, Amar, to say, Amar, to say, thus, it was said in the house of Yaakov, in the Beit Yaakov, is the Spirit, the Ruach of the Lord, straitened? Then I said, from the words of Psalm 77:11, my infirmity is the changing of the right hand of the Most High. Wa Omar. Haloti hi, and I say Waomar, Waomar, and I say Waomar, Waomar, and I say Haloti hi. This is my weakness, this is my sickness, this is my infirmity, this is Haloti hi, she is my infirmity. Waomar, Haloti hi. that the right hand of the Most High could change. Shenota Yamin Elyon, that the right hand of the Most High could change. Shenot Yamin Elyon, that there is infirmity above, that the right hand of Elyon of the Most High is changed? No. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be He, says in the words of Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 59:1, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save. What is meant then? That your moral infirmities have caused a separation between you and me, between the I, between I and I? Isaiah 59:2, it reads, Your iniquities have separated between you and your God and your Elohim. Hence, it is said, thereupon do I remember thee, the I, from the land of Jordan, all came. Ezekarka me eretz yardain. Therefore, all came. Do I remember the I, Ezekarka, from the land me eretz yardain, from the land of Jordan. As for the conclusion of this verse that reads, and the Hermans from the hill Mizar. Hermans refers to Sinai, from which all nations, all the Goyim, Ha-Goyim, all the nations were doomed. Taking the word right here for the Hermonim, and Cherem, doom, is derived from the Hermonim, the Hermans. Hermans refers to Sinai. From there, all the nations, the Gentiles, the international communities were doomed because they did not accept HaTorah. They did not accept Jah's direction and instructions. And the hill Mizar and the hill Mitzar, Mehar Mitzar, and the hill Mizar. This refers to the holy Heikal, the holy temple. Of that, it is said even in Yeshayahu in Isaiah 63:18, thy holy people have inherited Mizar, Mitzar. Thy holy people, they have well nigh driven out. In the Yehudi version, thy holy people, they have well nigh driven out. Here in the Midrash, bringing it out as thy holy people have inherited Mitzar. Hear, the next verse that reads, Tehom il Tehom Korei Likola Sinoreka. Kola Misha Bareka with Galeka Alai Avaru. Deep calleth to deep. Deep calleth to deep at the noise of thy waterfalls. Tehoma il Tehoma Kore Likolas Inoreka. The waters above say, we are male, we are zakar, we are male. The waters below say, we are female, nikeva. And when the waters above descend, they say to those below, you are the creatures of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be He. And we are His messengers. Receive us with friendly mien. Of this it is written even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah 45:8. Let the skies pour down, let the earth open, that they may bring forth salvation. Let the earth open to the falling rain, that they may bring forth salvation. They are fertile, and they unite, and they generate salvation. Hence the verse concludes, and righteousness shall spring up from their being together, together. Thou dost not work miracles for us, for I and I, as thou didst work them for Abotenu, our fathers, our patriarchs. What dost thou do for us, for I and I? Here. In the 8th verse, Hebraically reads, all thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. All thy waves, all thy billows are gone over me. Kola misha bareka wegaleka alaya abaru have gone over I. One might say, there is no merit in us, in I and I. Behold, thou didst command Abotenu, our fathers, our patriarchs, that they kill the Pesach Seh of the Pesach, the Passover lamb. When they killed the Passover lamb, they obeyed but a single mitzvah, commandment. And yet they went forth in the night, Mimitzrayim, out of Egypt. As scripture says, by day the Lord will command his loving kindness, and in the night his song. His song shall be with me, his song shall be with I. Yomama Yitzaweh Yahuwah Chasido Uvalaila Shiro Imi, Shiro Imi, and his song shall be with me, and his song shall be with I. I will say to God my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why hast thou forgotten I? I will say to God my rock, Tefillah le'el hayai, Tefillah le'el hayai. I will say to God my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? They who were in Mitzrayim obeyed but a single mitzvah, commandment, and went forth that very night. But what of me? What of I? I obeyed all the commandments that I have been ordered to obey. I have been told, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 16:1, observe the month of Abib. And so I observe the festival during it, and I keep HaPesach, the Passover, the Fasica, during it. And I have been told in Devarim, Deuteronomy 16:10, thou shalt keep the Feast of Weeks. In Deuteronomy 16:13, the Feast of Tabernacles. And in Bamidbar, Numbers 29:7, and on the 10th day of this 7th month, this 7th moon, ye all shall have a holy convocation, an Ila'i vacation, called out assembly, and I observe them all. Why the phrase, this 7th month, this 7th moon? Is there another 7th month? The this, however, means that during this is the month of that thou sayest year by year, shana by shana, quote, during the 7th month, the coming month of Tishri, I shall redeem thee. But this Tishri has, and another Tishri as well, and yet thou, the I, has not redeemed me, has not redeemed I. Accordingly, I say to God my rock, why hast thou forgotten I? Omra, I will say, Omra le'el sala'i, to God my rock le'el
Lama Te Kahitani Te Kahitani. Why hast thou forgotten I? Why hast thou forgotten I? Forgotten me. Yet thou art the God of my strength. Hear, hear, hear. Mizmor Main Gimel, the companion psalm, the first part of Psalm 43, right here, 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 in these two verses. Be thou my judge, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation, and deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For thou, the I, art the God of my strength. Why hast thou cast me off? Why go I mourning under the oppression, the downpression of the enemy? Yet thou art the God of my strength, of my strength. Ki ata Eloheya ma'uzi, ma'uzi. Ki ata for the I male and none other. Ki ata, ki ata Elohei ma'uzi. The Elohei Ma'uzi, the God, the Elohim of my strength. Before thou didst redeem them, Abotenu, our fathers, patriarchs in Mitzrayim, did not ascribe strength. They did not ascribe strength. Strength, strength to thee, strength to thee, I. With such words, as we have in Shemot 15 and 2, the Lord is my strength and my song. But I am not like them. Even though thou hast not yet redeemed me, redeemed I ascribe strength, strength to the I. For I say, thou, the I, art the God of my strength. Then, why hast thou cast me off? I are the God of my strength. Ki ata Elohei ma'uzi. Lama zenachtani. Lama zenachtani. Why hast thou cast I off? I not only ascribe strength to the I, but I say as Jeremiah 16 and 19 says, O Lord, my strength and my stronghold. Then why do I mourn under the oppression, the downpression of the enemy? Lama odera eta haleka de lachatza oyev. Why go I mourning under the downpression of the enemy? Lama odera eta haleka de lachatza oyev. For from what didst thou redeem Abotenu, our fathers in Mitzrayim? Was it not from the downpression wherewith the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, downpressed them? Of that God, the true good, Ha'el, said, moreover, I have seen the downpression in Shemot in Exodus 3 and 9. For I, too, life is nothing but downpression by an enemy. Then, why must I go about by myself mourning under the downpression of the enemy? Lama kodir eta haleka bilahata oye? Why? Lama, why? Didst thou not send redemption by the hand of two redeemers to that generation? As is said even in Psalm 105:26, where it reads, he sent Moshe, his servant, and Aharon, whom he had chosen. Shalach Moshe Avdo, Aharon Asher Bachar Bo. He sent Moses, his servant, Shalach Moshe Avdo, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. Aherona Sherbahar Bo. So send two redeemers like them to this generation. Even here in Mizmor Min Gimel, here in the 43rd Psalm, the Gimel verse. Shalach Odika Wa Emitika Hema Yanahuni. Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Shalach Orika Wa Emitika. Let them, make them lead I. Hema Yanahuni. Make them lead I. Send out thy light and thy truth. Thy light, Orika, Orika, the I or thy light being the prophet Eliyahu, Elijah of the house of Aharon, Aaron. Of that it is written in Bamidbar Numbers 8:2, the seven lamps shall give light in front of HaMenorah, in front of the menorah, and thy truth. Wa emiteka, and thy emiteka, emeteka, thy emet, I emet, emiteka, emeteka, being ha Mashiach, the Messiah, Bain, Dawi, the son of David, as it is written, even in Psalm 132:11, where it reads, the Lord hath sworn in truth to David, to Dawi, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. Nishaba Yahuwah ledawita Eimeta loa Yashuba mimena Miperia Bitinika Ashita Likiseya Lak. Jehovah swore to Dawid, David in truth. Nishaba Yahuwah ledawid. Amen. He will not turn back from it. Lo yashuba mimena. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. Mi paria bitneka shita lekisei lak. Likewise, scripture says in Malachi 3:23, behold, I will send you Eliyahu HaNabi. I will send you Elijah the prophet, who is one redeemer, and speaks of the second redeemer in the verse from Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 42:1. Behold, my servant whom I uphold. Hence here, even in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Min Gimel, Psalm 43, we have it written, Shalach Orika Wa Emiteka Himayanachonim. Send out thy light and thy truth. Shalach Orika Wa Emiteka. Send out thy light and truth. Let them lead I. Make them bring I to thy holy set apart mountain and to thy, to the I dwelling place. Hema yanachuni yebiuni yailahara kadesheka weila misha kenoteka. Make them lead I, make them bring I to thy holy mountain and to thy, to the eye dwelling places. Hey ma yanachuni yebiuni elahara kadesheka weila misha kenoteka. Even as it is written elsewhere about the exodus of the Bnei Yisrael, Mimitzrayim, the children, the sons of Israel from Egypt, even in Shemot, in Exodus 15:17, thou wilt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance. So
in the age of Zaman Haba, in the age to come, they will go up, will Aliyah up thy holy mountain, thy Isla mountain, and to thy, the eye dwelling places. As it is said, even in Mizmor Mim Gimel, today's daily psalm, where it reads, then will I go to the altar of God, where Aboa Ila Mizbach Elohim, then will I go to the altar of Elohim. Wa Aboa Ila Mizbach Elohim, El El Simcha Gili, where Odeka Be Kinor Elohim Elohai. Wherewith shall I come into Beitekah, into thy house? According to the words of Psalm 66 and 13, with burnt offerings I will pay thee, thee my vows. Abo Beitekah be'olot ishalem leka Nidarai, I will come into Beitekah, into thy house, Abo Beitekah, with burnt offerings, Be'olot. I will perform Ishalem, I will pay Ishalem, make peace Ishalem, I will pay Leka to the eye, Nidarai, I will pay to the eye my vows, Abo Beitekah, Be'olot. Ishalem leka nidarai. And what am I to do? Give thanks, Hodeka. Give thanks to the eye. Even so, Asaf said in Psalm 79, verse 13. So we, I and I, thy people, and sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks forever, for ever. We, I and I, will tell of thy praise, thy eyes, to all generations. Wanachnu ameka, with sona mariteka, node lika leolam, Lidor wadora nisapira tehilateka. So we, I and I, that are thy, the I people, and the flock of thy pasture, wa nachnu ameka, with ona mariteka, we will give thee thanks forever, for I've node leka leolam. We, I and I, will tell of thy praise to all generations. Lidor vador nisapir tehilateka.
Psalm 43. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance, and my God, 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 and my God.
Mizmor Mem Gimel. Shofteni Elohim, veriva rivim migoy lo hasid, me ish mirma ve'avla tefalleteli. Ki ata Elohim ma'uzi, lama zenahtani, למה קודר את הלך בלחץ אויב? שלח אורך ואמיתך, המה ינחו לי, יביאוני אל הר קודשך ואל משכנותיך. ואבוא אל מזבח אלוהים, אל אל שמחת גילי, ועודך וכינור אלוהים אלוהי. מה תשתוחחי נפשי, ומה תהמי עלי? הוחי לי לאלוהים כי עוד עודנו, ישועות פניי ואלוהי.
Sheep of my pasture, so verily thou shalt be very well. So Just